Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, where we're so professional I didn't even have my headphones on, so didn't realize that one of these tabs I had open from MSNBC.com was just playing audio there for everyone to listen to, so sorry about that. I normally have them muted by default, but that setting appears to have been changed recently for whatever reason. Maybe I did it. I don't recall doing that, but technology is weird and is very rarely actually cooperative. I'm just trying to make anything do what you want it to do is typically an exhaustive trial and error process. And Google Chrome is, you know, one of the worst browsers out there. I loved Google Chrome when it first came out, right? I mean, I don't know if you ever read the comic that they released. It was this massive, long comic explaining, you know, why their browser was different, why browsers needed to change. It was truly a dark age of web browsers back then. Firefox was this bloated, useless monstrosity. The Internet Explorer was its primary competition. And then along came Google Chrome. It was sleek. It was fast. It was awesome. And it just, over time, brought all the bloat back. To the extent that right now I could open Task Manager, and Google Chrome would easily be using at least 5 gigabytes of RAM. Just sitting there, basically doing nothing.
Well, I'm sure it's doing plenty.
Part of it's not,
I'm sure it's gathering lots and lots of information on you.
Sure. But part of it isn't really Google Chrome's fault, except that, you know, they're allowing all of these videos to autoplay. That, like, this that tab wasn't even active. In that browser window wasn't even active, and yet Google Chrome was like, sure, video, you can go ahead and play. It's absolutely... And now
I am intensely irritated by auto-playing videos. Like, every time that I go onto a website and I'm like, oh, here's a video, and then I, like, try and, like, stop it and, like, scroll past it and, like, no, I'm going to stay here on your screen obscuring what you're trying to read.
I hate that as well. The ones where, you know, you click to read an article, and then there's this 3-minute-long video that's completely unrelated to the article. Who knows why they're trying to shove that down your throat? But you scroll down, and what happens? The video comes with you. Goes down there into the bottom right corner. No, get this out of here. Now, a lot of these problems could be caused by using things like NoScript or Ghostery, but then you have to go through and re-enable them when you do want to watch the video. It would just make so much more sense if it didn't automatically play. And if it was going to automatically play, at least be a video about the article that I'm trying to read, not this unrelated thing about a school shooting or stabbing or a bus that broke down or whatever.
Yeah, and sometimes they'll be extra annoying. So, like, I can't close the little video, just absolutely cannot close it, and, like, okay, well, I'll pause the video, and it'll, like, wait 10 seconds and then play a new video.
The only thing I hate worse than all of that are these websites that try to get me to disable my ad blocker.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. But that doesn't stop Fox News. Every single time I click on one of their articles, open a new tab, it pops up that same stupid pop-up again. Please disable your ad blocker. No! Fox,
no,
you make plenty of money.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you more.
Yeah, and occasionally I'll run across a site that I cannot get to load without disabling my ad blocker. It's like, come on, seriously.
MSNBC does that to me a couple of times a week, but a couple of times a week it lets me go ahead and click this button that says continue without supporting. Yes, I don't support MSNBC. You don't need my support. Your job is to sell advertisements to advertisers, not to sell me to advertisers. But, you also mentioned the issue of just, I like venting about the internet and the state that it's in, because so few people realize just how bad it really is. There's all these trash sites that are like Ranker and other ones like that. That's the number one that I always recall. It's just, it's got this huge share bar at the top for all of their social media. It's also got one at the bottom. It's also got these labels, it's got pictures, and you got to click through one at a time, and then there's ads everywhere. And the total amount of screen space dedicated to the actual content is about 25% of the page. The rest are advertisers and spam and just...
It's exactly like an Idiocracy, where he's got this, like, giant, super huge screen, and it's got this, like, palm print-sized bit in the middle that is actually the content, and the rest of it is all ads from corner to corner.
That's exactly it. And prior to Ghostery's change, where Ghostery is a really cool thing that used to block these trackers that all of these websites use in order to... quote, better advertise to you, but really mm-hmm. they're just selling you to advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
They used to save all of your settings locally. No, they became the enemy that they were fighting. Now you have to have an account with them, and all of your settings are managed online. So I can't recommend Ghostery anymore.
Mm.
But I used to love them, and I loved loading just a random website and seeing just how many trackers there actually were. It would frequently just be in the hundreds. And these are people who are just collecting data on you. So they can sell it to Google or any of the other services that they provide access to.
Yeah, at the moment I'm using Brave, and it does another thing. And it's only 26 trackers that it has blocked on this MSNBC site.
Well, that's good. That's a relatively small number. But speaking of this MSNBC site, what I actually pulled up was this freakout article from MSNBC, because they're hard left, so obviously they're going to freak out, called "The Rise of the Moors Standoff Could Have Been a Lot Worse. What About Next Time?"
Dun, dun, dun.
America has a growing problem with armed extremists itching for a showdown. Now, these people, you got to remember, they were minding their own business
mm-hmm.
in Massachusetts. They went late at night because they didn't want to run into a bunch of traffic,
mm-hmm.
and they ran out of gas, and they were solving that problem.
Yeah, they didn't even want to stop at your gas station. They're like, okay, maybe if we just, like, we can, like, bring our own gas, so in case this happens, we can just stop and refuel real quick so that we're just, like, in and out and, like, just straight through this place. No.
So these people were the diametric opposite of itching for a showdown. They did everything they could to avoid interacting with anyone.
Right. A bunch of them literally ran off into the woods rather than, like, deal with any of this crap. That's not itching for a showdown. That is trying to avoid the conflict as much as you can.
So two people appeared in court in Malden, Massachusetts on Wednesday in connection with a 9-hour standoff between members of an armed militia and state police over the weekend. Well, while technically true, that is the most biased way they could have written that statement.
Hmm.
It would be far more accurate to say that people with guns did not want to interact with the police.
Yeah. Yeah, and
there was no armed standoff. And to be fair, they didn't call it an armed standoff, but they did use the word standoff in the same sentence where they talked about an armed militia and state police. They did everything they could to paint this as an armed standoff
mm-hmm.
without actually engaging in slander.
Yeah, and it's a strange thing that militia has become this terrifying word when this whole thing started, what the militia was is just people. Like, everybody was part of the militia. That was how the militia worked, was, you know, in case we get invaded by the Brits again, you know, you've trained with your weapons, and you have some level of organization of how to resist them.
Well, for the most part, they didn't even need weapons training, because the same weapons they would have been using against the British were the same weapons that they used to, you know, feed their family through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Although the events that led to nearly all of the 11 men involved being charged seem bizarre, armed extremism is becoming all too common in the country. What are the extremists of? Freedom?
Well, I mean, most of the people that are getting armed in this country, like, their extreme is, hey, I would like to not have my building burned down.
At about 1:30 a.m. on Saturday, a Massachusetts state trooper noticed two cars stopped on the shoulder of I-95, 15 miles north of Boston. So these people weren't looking for trouble. They were just stopped on the side of the highway. And the state trooper, looking for trouble, decided to bother them.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like someone was trying to refuel at least one of the cars, and troopers, quote, stopped to assist.
Yeah, real assist. Let me assist you into a jail cell here.
That's exactly what they did. I mean, you see vehicles parked on the side of the street. There's a bunch of people. They're refueling at least one of the cars. They probably have things under control, it would seem. But no, the state trooper stopped to assist, and now they're being charged. What are your thoughts on this nonsense? More coming up, 603-283-6160. You're welcome to wait.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. You're welcome to weigh in. 303-283-6160. You can join the conversation about the Moors. You can talk about the insane Chevron situation. You can talk about the laughable diversity portfolio report thing that the intelligence communities put forward. Or you can talk about, you know, whatever you care about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We let you talk about anything you want, including what was that guy earlier?
The Amish atheist conspiracy to eat dinosaur meat.
Yeah, that one was weird. Bonnie also remembered Dynavites, the advertiser. That's with a V as in Victor versus, but she ended up Googling dinosaur chicken nuggets or something. She sent me a screenshot of that. Absolutely. I mean, it was the most sensible response I could have ever hoped for.
You can tell that they're Amish because they are eating chicken in the shape of dinosaurs. Don't you see?
Well, he mentioned turkeys, and dude, that was weird, but...
Well, and I mean, okay, to be fair, turkeys are dinosaurs.
Every bird is.
Yep.
Well, let's get to the phones. We've got Joey calling from Traverse City, Michigan. Joey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, Joey from Traverse City. I just wanted to say to you all, you know, I really am grateful for you guys. I started listening probably the start of this year. I found you guys on this radio app that I'm on, and I just am very, very, very thankful for you guys. You know, the truth and the passion that you guys have, it's motivating, and despite all the junk in this world, I just really wanted to tell you guys that I'm thankful for you guys, and you're motivating me to be a better person, so thank you.
Awesome, Joey. That's wonderful to hear.
That's the highest compliment I think there is.
What is the app that you were using when you found Free Talk Live? Was it TuneIn?
I went right onto my Google Apps, because I have an Android, and I downloaded Simple Radio, and it allowed me to listen to one of my favorite rock stations in California. And it also, I just was just searching around, you know, for something to listen to at work, and I stumbled upon you guys. And nice. I just can't tell you how grateful I am for you guys, presenting the points of views, the point of views that you do, and the diversity, and just, I don't know. I'm very grateful for you guys, and you're motivating me to try harder tomorrow and live another day. So I appreciate you guys.
Awesome. I appreciate the call, Joey. It's always good to hear from someone who isn't, you know, just going to troll, but someone who's, you know, actually being impacted in a positive way by what we're trying to do.
Yeah, it warms my heart. It really does. And I feel you where, like, if you are a lover of freedom and you see this nonsense that is polarizing us into two places, neither of which are at all reasonable, and those are, like, the only messages you're getting about this stuff, like, it can be very alienating. And to realize that, no, I'm not the only one that uses logic and loves to be free.
I mean, let's just look at the way that MSNBC has characterized the Moors in this article with dangerous extremists, you know, who needed help from the state trooper, armed extremists, an armed militia, 9-hour standoff. I mean, they're doing everything they can to make people afraid. And it's not just them. If you go to Fox News, it's pretty much the same thing. That's how this whole critical race theory nonsense got started, was someone on Fox News or Breitbart or one of these other places saying, ooh, that sounds scary. Let's galvanize the right against this. Let's keep them pitted against each other, fighting at their throats. That way people aren't paying attention to the fact that when we go from Republican to Democrat to Republican to Democrat, nothing ever changes.
It all heads in exactly the same direction.
So back into this article, the armed men who identified themselves as belonging to the Rise of the Moors, a majority African-American militia group, fled when police approached. I can't say I blame them. The police officer may have been stopping to assist, but generally they're investigating a crime, and if they don't...
I just think it's unfortunate that fleeing did not work. Because, yeah, I mean, they clearly conspired to commit this crime of driving through Massachusetts.
Yes. So they fled when police approached. Again, police aren't your friends. I mean, they're predators. Generally a good idea to avoid them. Not to flee from them.
Yeah, this is clearly not an effective tactic for getting away from them, but I can't really blame you for trying at that point.
But it's always best to avoid them,
mm-hmm.
triggering a long standoff that involved hostage negotiators and a tactical team, but ultimately was resolved peacefully. Now, notice the wording here. It involved hostage negotiators, but no actual allegation of having hostages.
Yeah.
Yep. So they only mentioned the fact that this involved hostage negotiators instead of just negotiators
mm-hmm.
to imply in people's minds, to make them think, oh, these people took hostages. But no, they didn't. They could have left the word hostage out of that sentence entirely, and it would have been more honest.
How many scare words can I cram into this without technically lying?
And a tactical team.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is a really standard way of delivering false, well, not exactly false information, but heavily weighted information, is they will be like, see, we had to do such and such.
Yeah, we had to bring in hostage negotiators to deal with this. No. You brought in negotiators because there were no hostages.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to look at how they use little words like that to twist the narrative in people's minds.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, see, this was such a serious situation that we had to do this. And it's like, that's totally circular logic. Like, you did this thing, which was probably completely unnecessary, and now you're claiming that because you did it, it was necessary.
We're like three paragraphs into this, and already MSNBC has painted this group as being armed extremists engaged in a nine-hour-long standoff with state troopers that involved hostage negotiators and a SWAT team.
Mm-hmm.
That's not accurate to how it actually happened. The men were taken into custody, and a violent and potentially racially incendiary outcome was mercifully avoided. Well, that's because the state troopers almost accidentally created a violent and potentially racially incendiary outcome. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been one. Who created this conflict between the state troopers and the Moors who were out there minding their own business and, you know, refueling their vehicle?
Yep, driving to the range up in Maine because they want to go do that stuff, and Maine isn't insane about guns in the way that Massachusetts is. Just peacefully minding their own business, and oh no, it's all this is necessary, and hostage negotiators, and nine-hour standoff!
If you were under the illusion that only white guys join heavily armed militia-style groups with lunatic ideologies, that fallacy was smashed in the hours of Saturday morning. The incident publicly illustrates what law enforcement professionals already know: domestic extremism, the kind that can lead to violence, is metastasizing across our country's regions and races. Now, not only, let's recap here, this is a heavily armed militia-style group with a lunatic ideology engaged in a nine-hour standoff with state police that involved hostage negotiators. We're four paragraphs in at this point.
Or you could have just let them refuel and leave.
How many other ways are news outlets misleading people? 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four people have been arrested in Denver on drug and weapons charges at a hotel near Coors Field, where the MLB All-Star Game will be held this week. Three men and a woman were arrested at the Maven Hotel after police received a tip about suspicious activities in the two rooms. The FBI says it has no reason to believe that the group posed any threat to the nearby All-Star Game. And dozens of wildfires continue to burn in the western U.S. as the region deals with another heat wave. Excessive heat warnings have been issued in six states with millions baking under record high temperatures. Las Vegas tied its record high on Saturday at 117 degrees. The Beckwith Complex fire in Eastern California is now the largest in the state, having burnt more than 86,000 acres. The U.S. Forest Service says it's only around 8% contained and threatening to cross into Nevada. The bootleg fire in southern Oregon doubled in size over the weekend to over 144,000 acres with 0% containment as of Sunday morning. This is USA Radio News. Some COVID restrictions in the UK could be close to being rescinded. Brad Bernards reports.
The UK government is confident that plans to lift a range of COVID-19 restrictions will go ahead on July 19th in England, but mask wearing in indoor enclosed places will be expected, Vaccine Minister Nadeem Zahawi said on Sunday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson detailed proposals earlier this week to eliminate a series of rules on mask wearing, social contact, and the instruction to work from home. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Novak Djokovic is the champion of Wimbledon for the sixth time in his career. He defeated Matteo Berrettini in four sets in Sunday's final to claim his 20th Grand Slam title. That ties Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal for the most ever. It's also his third consecutive title at Wimbledon and his third major championship of the year, having also claimed the Australian and French Opens. He can complete a calendar year Grand Slam in September with a U.S. Open win. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join the discussion, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Douglas Mountaineer.
And we're talking about this article from MSNBC because it so blatantly lays bare the ways in which media uses strongly misleading language, strong wording, or descriptions or adjectives that just aren't appropriate in order to mislead people into believing something happened that didn't happen. Now, they took this incident with the Moors and they painted it as an armed extremist group with lunatic ideologies having a 9-hour standoff with police that was ultimately resolved by the use of SWAT teams and hostage negotiators.
Yeah, you want to talk about lunatic ideologies? How about statism? How about the idea of, hey, there's some people that are owning a thing I don't like. I'm going to put them in a cage.
This article goes on where there is likely a difference in terms of ideology and origin of a far-right militia group like the Oath Keepers and one like the Rise of the Moors. The dangers they pose to society are the same. The amorphous tentacles of various belief systems, including hate-based nationalism, racial supremacy, sovereign citizen identity, which, as has been pointed out repeatedly on the show, is a oxymoron. Mm-hmm. If you're sovereign, then you're not a citizen of any particular nation. Anti-government anarchism and civil war insiders are shape-shifting in ways that can make them harder for authorities to detect, deter, and defeat. Now, how is being anti-government anarchist, how does that need to be deterred and defeated?
Well, because it's the tentacle, it's the amorphous tentacles of a belief system. What does this sentence even mean? The amorphous tentacles of various belief systems, including hate-based nationalism.
You got to cut out that part
awful.
Of it. The amorphous tentacles of various belief systems are shape-shifting in ways that make them harder for authorities to detect, deter, and defeat. The others
are they really?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that anti-government anarchism is pretty much the same as anti-government anarchism has always been.
The Southern Poverty Law Center reports that some members of the Rise of the Moors have engaged in violent acts. Well, you're going to find violent people in every group. I mean, there are libertarians in New Hampshire, presumably, who have engaged in violent acts. From shootings and robberies to other armed confrontations. But yet again, the existence of these people who have acted in bad faith are contrary to the peaceful principles that we outline.
Yeah.
That's likely to be true of the Rise of, not knowing their ideology, that's likely to be true of them as well.
Yeah, this is such a false equivalency. They're saying specifically that people who have peaceful ideologies are in the same category as people who have genocidal ideologies.
The group believes its members are immune from U.S. law because their ancestors were the original founders of America, after inexplicably traveling here from Morocco. But the Mormons have a crazy belief, too. So, during the standoff at around 4 a.m., because you got to remember, these people were traveling late at night, and specifically in order to avoid encountering people, a man whom the Boston Globe identified as Jamal Talib Abdullah Bey said he was broadcasting live from I-95, his commentary during his live feed seemed to signal that this might have been a staged event designed to garner attention for the group and provoke criminal charges that might allow the group to test its bizarre legal theories in court. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
They were accosted by police, so they immediately began recording, which is what one should do when one encounters the police. No one is trying to face criminal charges in Massachusetts to test out bizarre legal theories in court.
Yeah, that just doesn't make any sense.
Such publicity could also potentially recruit more followers. If we're to have any hope of containing the convoluted cacophony of gun-toting extremists hell-bent on eroding our rule of law, that's a phrase I'm not used to seeing from Democrats.
Rule of law?
Yeah, that's a Republican phrase.
Yeah, well, I mean, they are frequently described by a lot of the, like, people who actually care about truth on the left as going further and further to the right. Now, that's not quite accurate, because what they're doing is going further and further to authoritarianism, but, I mean, it is absolutely fair that the Democratic Party and all of the things that are associated with it are honestly right of center at this point.
Yes, the only ones left of center at this point are the libertarians, the actual peace advocates. So let's go back over this. If we're going to have any hope of containing the convoluted cacophony of gun-toting extremists hell-bent on eroding our rule of law and dividing our democracy, there are three things that need to happen. Let's keep in mind how MSNBC has gone out of their way to use the most loaded language they could have in order to make you afraid of these people. I don't know how to tell you this. Fear is one of the primary causes of division in the United States.
Yeah, your word salad of propaganda is a convoluted cacophony. Thank you very much.
So now the Moors are a group of gun-toting extremists hell-bent on eroding our rule of law and dividing our democracy. These people were refueling their vehicle at 3 o'clock in the morning when this nonsense happened. And MSNBC has painted them as being gun-toting extremists hell-bent on eroding our rule of law and dividing our democracy.
Yeah, our rule of law, just the sort of place where you can find the justice of Chevron charging in federal court criminal charges of anyone who dare oppose them.
Just imagine being so insane that you would write an article like this. One of those three things that needs to happen is law enforcement training. Oh, yes, let's give them more money.
More Bearcats!
Our police departments need to take a lesson from how the Massachusetts troopers handled this incident. Well, the incident they created from the first officer on the scene, who I would like to reiterate, should have just minded his own damn business and kept driving.
Yeah, here's how that should have gone. If you really wanted to help them, you stop, you say, hey, need any help? They're like, nah, we're good, okay, and then you drive on.
That would have been the best way that this could have gone.
Yeah, and then you know what would have happened? They'd have driven to Maine, where they were headed, they'd have shot their guns in Maine, because that's a thing you can do there, and just none of this would have had to happen at all.
Let's assume the article is right. The lunatic author here is right. And these people staged this entire thing to test out their crazy court theories. This means that all you have to do in order to make this massive media event unfold is to break down while driving through Massachusetts and to be in the possession of firearms. That is enough. And the author's okay with this to justify this gigantic issue where now these people are being tried. I think that in and of itself is a problem. It's like suicide by cop. The fact that that's even a thing is its own problem.
Yeah, so your theory is that the cops did the right thing by letting them get all of this media attention, and other cops need to be trained to do this same thing.
Yes, let's imagine a hypothetical scenario where they were trying, they were actively trying to create this thing so they could test out their court theories, and the state trooper drives by, sees that they're fine, or even asks, hey, you need some help, and then keeps going. Let's imagine a world where the police state isn't so out of control that you can't actively create these sort of live stream events.
Mm-hmm.
As Mason explained, we train to those encounters. We very much understand the philosophy that underlies that mindset. What mindset? And we train our officers, actually, at the academy on these interactions and how to de-escalate these situations. Oh, so they got a new playbook? Last I've heard, the police aren't really good at de-escalating anything. In fact, they tend to murder people.
You de-escalated this from being broken down on the side of a road to a media frenzy and several court cases.
Yeah, that's not de-escalating, is it? That's escalating it significantly when you could have just helped them on their way and gotten them out of your state. But what are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Words are important, and MSNBC knows that. And that's why they're using the most misleading words they can in order to drive home a certain narrative that is, while technically correct, could not possibly be less representative of what happened.
Well, the last thing that they want you doing is examining the evidence and coming to your own opinion about what happened. No, no, no. You need to be led around by the nose to do and think exactly what we at MSNBC have decided are approved opinions.
I mean, you got to think about the ways in which something can be worded. Let's say I'm holding an empty paper towel holder, you know, one of those just foot-long cardboard things. Let's say I hit you in the arm with it, you know, very lightly. You could very well say, Aria strikes peakless or bashes peakless with handheld what object? And that would technically be true, but it's not at all what would happen from someone tapping you with a cardboard paper towel.
Battered and assaulted.
Right? You can use whatever language you want.
With blunt object.
And it's all technically true.
It is technically a blunt object. It's just not the sort of heavy thing you think of when I say that.
No, and the media knows this, and that's why they're going out of their way in this article to paint the Moors as this dangerous extremist, this well-armed, dangerous extremist group that was involved in this nine-hour standoff with the state police and with SWAT, and it was only resolved when some hostage negotiators got involved.
And a big part of what they're doing is they're going, look, guys, I know that these are one of those protected groups that you're usually supposed to treat with sympathy and condescension, but we need you to treat this part of that group with fear and loathing.
Well, before we get further into this, let's go to the phones. We've got Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking your call. My call, whatever.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
It's our call now.
There we go. We got it all together. I want to bring up just the basic idea that the problem with the rule of law, which is brought into the mix here, is that they have created so many laws that don't produce a victim. I mean, there's nothing to protect. There's nothing to.
Well, an organization that doesn't play by its own rules, such as the U.S. government, doesn't really have any ground to stand on in telling people they need to play by its rules. All they have is physical force. It's violence to justify it. But the U.S. government does have a set of laws, a set of rules that it's supposed to follow that are called the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't followed those since, like, 1779.
Yeah, so the idea that you're...
I don't know when the Constitution was written. I know I just made someone angry because I'm almost certain it was written in like 1786. Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't care. Get angry.
But yeah, it's... Say again?
1787.
87, thank you.
Okay.
But yeah, they haven't played by their own rules. I mean, if this is supposed to be undermining the rule of law, seems to me that what they are doing is saying, hey, we're going to exercise this right that you promised us, and we're going to expect you to respect our right to do this thing.
Yes, because the U.S. government does explicitly allow people to keep and bear arms, quote, in a well-regulated militia.
Mm-hmm. And they are clearly a well-regulated militia. So what's the problem, guy?
I don't know, and I don't see a problem. Do you know what the problem is, Batslave?
Here's my question is, what is the purpose of a law that doesn't bring up a victim of any kind?
Well, the vast majority of these laws are basically meant to put black and Mexicans in prisons. And, I mean, and that's what they're used for, and that's what they do.
Now, I was imprisoned with one of those laws for 2 years. So,
yeah.
Honestly, it's revenue generation. It lets them move money from the population to their own pockets. That is the effect of most of these victimless so-called crimes.
Batslave, thank you so much for the call tonight. You're absolutely right, Peakless. A lot of these prisons are built with private contractors. You know, obviously, the government doesn't hire building teams, so it has to hire somebody, and mm-hmm. That's a kickback to the guy whose buddy is a politician or who gave money to this particular politician. It's all a racket. It's mm-hmm. just a way of transferring money from the little people out into the pockets of politicians.
Exactly. So, I mean, you've got the direct transfer when they, you know, oh, well, there's a fine for doing that. I mean, you're not hurting anybody or anything like that, but we've decided we don't like it, so there's a fine for that. So there's the direct one.
And if you don't pay the fine, they'll throw you in jail.
Mm-hmm. So the process of throwing you in jail, again, it's a big wealth transfer because they have to pay all these lawyers and all these prosecutors and all these judges. So they're taking money from you that way. They're taking money to build the jail. They're taking money to maintain the jail. And the thing is that these things, much like war, are ways that they can move money around without getting called on it.
Absolutely. So let's wrap up this article as quickly as we can. The author thinks that there are three things that, quote, we can be doing mm-hmm. to fight these peaceful people who were minding their business out in Massachusetts. We certainly don't want peaceful people minding their own business, do we? Second, intelligence collection. Little was known in police circles about Rise of the Moors before this incident because they're peaceful people. Why would the police need to have files on them?
Well, we clearly need more spies.
We got Joe Biden on it.
Right.
It can be hard to track connections to other organizations because they tend to operate very privately. Well, then what's the... What, I don't see the
You're
problem.
Operating privately. You're not bothering anybody. That makes you hard to track, so we need to be more vigilant at tracking you.
I've been an anarchist or a voluntarist so long where I literally do not understand the lens through which these people are looking at the world.
You are not operating in the tiny little window of approved behavior that I have in my mind, and that means you need to stop.
We need far more collaboration between the police and organizations like these as the police ramp up intelligence collection, training and preparations for encounters like the one in Massachusetts. The encounter, again, that they caused. The police caused that encounter.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of private and public partnership. Right? What, isn't that what the Democrats call fascism?
Yeah, that is fascism. Private-public partnership. That's the Mussolini definition of fascism.
And they're clamoring for it. It's alluded to in the recent national strategy for countering domestic terrorism. Yet there is no reference to when or how it will take shape. It must begin now, and it's going to take increased budgets to do it.
Hmm. By defund the police, I meant hyper-super-ultra-mega-fund. Not only the police, but the spies and everything connected to it.
The author here literally says, when it comes to training and intelligence gathering, defunding the police won't help. So here, this leftist from this leftist journal that's been pushing this defund the police narrative suddenly says, we need to increase police budgets so that they can go after these peaceful people who had the audacity to travel through Massachusetts. Third is legislation. Proactive policing of domestic terror threats is hampered by the lack of tools in the investigative toolkit.
Are you absolutely out of your mind? The domestic terrorists toolkit, like the USA Patriot Act, the NDAA, like all of the, not enough. Just not enough tools.
Not to mention the stuff that Edward Snowden revealed to us.
Right.
The massive dragnets where they can basically read whatever email or text message or digital communication they want to read.
Yeah, the fact that they are spying on every single one of us all of the time while claiming not to do so. Just not enough tools. Not enough tools.
We have laws against international terrorism that make it easy for the FBI and other agencies to learn about violent intentions before they play out. Court-ordered wiretap source development and undercover operations have all helped prevent major acts of terrorism on U.S. soil. Yet we have nothing for domestic terrorism, which I've written about extensively. I'm pretty sure that the Patriot Act and all of that nonsense would still apply to domestic terrorism.
Oh, it specifically says that it does. I mean, this Frank Fugliuzzi is literally calling out for a secret police.
He is. And, you know, he wants the public and private partnerships to merge so that, you know, we can be protected from all of these innocent people out there minding their own business.
More fascist secret police.
Hey, thanks for listening. That's it for tonight. But we're online. In the meantime, check us out at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.